Coming up this morning on KBOO at 7:30 on Locust Focus Talk Radio, the topic is mobilization against the Iraq War. Host Barbara Bernstein speaks with Kelly Campbell of the American Friends Service Committee and Iman Ahmed Kalmas, a journalist, translator, and human rights activist who lives in Baghdad and is a member of the Women's Will organization. At 9, it's Veterans Voice with Northwest Vets for Peace. At 10 on People Rise Up, Andrew Geller continues It Is Happening Here, his year-long series on fascism in the U.S. with a look at the identification of enemies and scapegoats as a unifying principle. At 10:30, host Mel Resler speaks with George Eisman, an educator on vegetarian nutrition. His books include The Most Noble Diet and A Basic Course in Vegetarian and Vegan Nutrition. And at 11, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. That's all right here on your community, non-corporate community radio station. Think you've got motivation to get up this morning? Well, come in and help us out with the morning news. Please contact Kathleen Stevenson at amnews@kboo.org or call 503-231-8032, extension 202. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the community calendar for Wednesday, March 15th. Vancouver for Peace is holding its VFP film tonight. Doors open at 6:45 p.m. The film starts at 7. The film, entitled Talking to the Wall, follows two cities in Massachusetts, one that welcomed Walmart and another that didn't for over 5 years. We see both sides of the bargain offered by large corporate chain stores. This film is showing at the Marshall Elementary School, and that's at 6400 MacArthur Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. A discussion will be following, and the admission is free and open to all. However, donations to cover costs will be accepted. For more information, call 360-696-4840. 360-696-4840. Portland Peak Oil will be holding an event this evening from 7 to 9 p.m., at the St. Francis Church Dining Hall. That address is 1182 Southeast Pine Street in Portland. To start, Amanda Fritz, candidate for city commissioner, will be opening the event by speaking to the group on energy issues in Portland. There will also be a Q&A session. At approximately 7:30 p.m., there will be a documentary show entitled The Power of Community, How Cuba Survived Peak Oil. The goals of this film are to give hope to the developed world as it wakes up to the consequences of being hooked on oil and to demonstrate the Cubans' dedication to independence and triumph over adversity. Several Cubans express the belief that living on an island with its natural boundaries breeds awareness that there are limits to natural resources. Everyone who has worked on the documentary hopes that, seeing this film, people will also see the world on which we live as another much larger island. This event is also free and open to the public. For more information, visit the web at www.portlandpeakoil.org. A reminder that there will be a rally and march to end the war this Sunday at the Waterfront Park north of the Morrison Bridge in downtown Portland. The gathering begins at 1:30 p.m. with the march starting at 2. The event ends at 4:30 p.m. and is sponsored by the Peace and Justice Works, Portland Peaceful Response Coalition, and many others. As the third anniversary of the U.S. war and occupation of Iraq approaches, over 100 organizations such as human rights groups, spiritual faiths, and local businesses have been mobilizing. For more information or to volunteer, please call 503-344-5078. That's 503-344-5078. If you are a member of a nonprofit or community group and would like to have an upcoming event considered for an announcement on this program, please email kboocommunitycalendar@gmail.com, or you may post your announcement on our website at kboo.fm. Provide a contact telephone number or website address for the listening public. Events that are free and open to the public are given priority. And you've been listening to the Community Calendar for Wednesday, March 15th. This is Alicia Olson for KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.
This spring, KBOO wants to connect you by offering you the opportunity to win your choice of a brand new desktop or laptop computer with a full year of internet service donated by Spirit One. Check your mailbox for the entry form to win KABU's 2006 Spring Sweepstakes. It's free, it's easy, but you have to enter to win. The deadline for entry is Friday, March 24th at 5 p.m. The winner will be announced on air Saturday, March 25th at noon. If you haven't already received your entry form in the mail, please contact KABU's membership department. Email membership at kabu.org or call 503-231-8032, extension 207. Time for KABU's Spring Membership Drive. If you're able to give a gift of at least $500, consider doubling your money by sponsoring a matching challenge pledge during the drive. You can offer to match every gift during the show of your choice up to the amount you choose. This is a great way to motivate others so we can reach our goal and wrap up the drive early. If you're interested, please contact KABU's Membership Coordinator. You can email membership at kabu.org or call 503-231-8032, extension 207.